Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
GG Beans, it's another 60 minutes of Grease Paint and Stage Lights, your weekly fix from the best of the musicals. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Ruffey.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
So this week we've got our lyrical challenge as normal. We've got our tour 22. Two songs from which show?
Well, from this week, they're from Dogfight. Do you know it?
Never heard of Dogfight.
No, I've not seen it. Some great music, and hardly surprising, the writers Pasek and Paul also did Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
Dogfight, set in 1963, and it's about Marines heading off to Vietnam, and it's the antics they get up to the night before they go.
So listen out for that one. And also, I've got to give you the answer for two questions from last week for Ask the Experts. Thanks for the correspondence. I had forgot, but we'll do that next.
There once was a man with a gleam in his eye. But the gleam disappeared and the world just jeered. So the dream stayed a dream, a dream which was left to die. But people like us deserve to shine, not content to toe the line. People like us can't keep on giving in. People are changing all around, trying to find something. People just see beyond a person's skin, then maybe we can win. Basic freedoms, like you said, yes, there's bound to be a bumpy road ahead, but it's my road, let me shine. Yours was hard, but that was your road, this is mine.
That your head is full of air.
that wishing for the moon will never get you anywhere. But that's the lesson I was taught and never learned to see. What they tell you doesn't matter. My worst enemy was me. Why couldn't you? Why shouldn't you? Yes, why couldn't you? Why shouldn't you? I couldn't. We change, we grow, and now I know I'm blessed. My girl can be glorious, glorious, if she just keeps believing that one day she'll be up there with the best. Two daughters made happy in one day. What more could any father want?
Well, at least I taught you full Indian dinner.
Yeah.
The rest is in God's hands, okay?
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So this week's Lyrical Challenge is a tiny bit left field, but you might get it. Okay, here we go. Suntans and Sunday brunches, sprinklers sprinkle away. Careers are being hyped before the scripts are typed. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
Wow. Okay, if you know what it is, it's musicals at beatinternet.com. We do put the lyrical challenge on the website. That's going to be a big box on the website this week, isn't it? One more time then, because that was lengthy, that.
Okay, here we go. Suntans and Sunday brunches, sprinklers sprinkle away. Careers are hyped before the scripts are typed. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
If you know what it is, don't forget musicals at beatinternet.com.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. You threw the bums a dime in your prime. Dead on you. People called, say, beware, doll. You're bound to fall. You thought they were all kid on you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out, and now you don't talk so loud, and now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal. Oh, but how does it feel?
dreams come true. There is nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel mine.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Is going in the army is the best thing you could do. Now you're free to start to do what you wanted to. Albert, Albert, Albert. I remember how you told me I should trust you for a year. It would just be for a year, but it's 8 years, Albert. 8 long years, Albert.
It takes time to build a business, Rosie.
It was only a sideline, that's what you said. You just needed some money, that's what you said. You were going to college and get ahead. Instead of being a music business bum, you were going to NYU and become...
Don't say it, Rosie.
An English teacher. An English teacher, an English teacher. If only you'd been an English teacher, we'd have a little apartment in Queens. You'd get a summer vacation, and we would know what life means. A man who's got his master's is really someone. How proud I'd be if you had become one.
Teacher before that, like a Rolling Stone, and to make you feel my love from Motown. And we kicked off with People Like Us, which are Bendit Lyde Beckham. Now, last week I forgot to give the answer to two questions.
You did?
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you why, because you never got them, did you?
No, we didn't. No.
We sort of brushed it under the carpet.
Yeah, you kept really quiet, I've got to be honest.
Back out again this week.
Yes, I have. I've dug it out. So, name the musical performer who played these roles: Judy in 9 to 5, Campbell in Bring It On, and Vivian in Pretty Woman. I'll give you some clues, didn't I? I said it was the... Yeah. The first name was the middle part of the traffic light system.
So that's Amber, then.
Okay, I'll give you the next bit. Think of a snooker player from way gone by. Steve, extremely interesting...
Amber Davis,
spot on.
Yeah. And, no idea.
No idea.
Oh, no,
you just got the traffic lights the rest of your life. Yes. If ever that comes up again, it's the traffic lights and Steve Davis. Question three, in The Phantom of the Opera, what lot number is the chandelier in pieces? Three digits.
You had loads of responses to this because we didn't get the answer, didn't you?
Yeah. I have to say, off mic, we were getting 123, 132, 154, just looking at me, it was nothing. What do you reckon?
235.
Yes, you know, it's one digit that's the same. It's the same digit of three. And think of sort of evil, really evil. Oh.
213.
No. Evil. Think of the man.
Six.
It is. 666. Oh. Spot on.
Six, really?
The
devil.
Six. Yeah.
Lot number 666.
Well, it might
really?
Be. But it might
Gosh.
Be. See, now you're going to go home now, aren't you?
I'm now going to have to go home and listen to the recording because I don't remember that at all.
Okay, well, we won't keep you.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Yes, indeed, three more questions for our experts. Going by last week's programme.
Such a good expert.
Yeah, well, the dumb guys who were sitting across the desk.
I say every week we'll be had for misdescriptions.
Yes.
Question one. Who was the notorious woman who tried to murder President Ford? I need to know the show, please, and the person.
Are we in Assassins for this?
Yes.
Oh, right,
Assassins,
yeah.
Yes, go on in.
Is this the lady with the handbag?
I think so.
She's got a gun in the handbag.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name.
Okay, moving on then. In Greek mythology, what was the name of the lover that follows Ulysses into the underworld? Show and the person, please.
Sorry, say that again?
Okay.
Do you mean...
In Greek mythology, this is all to do with shows and the person. In Greek mythology, what was the name of the lover that follows Ulysses into the underworld?
Orpheus.
Yes. And what show was it?
Well, Hades Town or else Orpheus in the Underworld. It was both.
Well, yeah, it was Hades Town that's written here. And question three, in chess, where does the first chess tournament take place where we see the Russian play the American?
Is that Murano?
Mm-hmm. Is that your answer?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, Murano.
Spot on. Well done. So did we get three out? Oh, no, we haven't got number one yet. We're still thinking about number one.
No.
If you can help out, it's musicals@btinternet.com.
I forgot what number one was. Can't remind
me. It's the name of the woman who shoots
in a bag or something. Yeah. You're just talking about a handbag. Anyway, back to some music then. Yeah.
The girls at the ballroom would never believe me in a million years if they could see me now. That little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those stumble bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer first rate chums I attract. All I can say is wow, we look at where I am tonight. I landed pow right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. They'd never believe it. They'd never believe it if they could see me now. My little dusty group traipsing round this million-dollar chicken coop. I'd hear those thrift shop cats say, brother, get her laid on a bedspread made from three kinds of fur. All I can say is wow, wait till the riff and raff see just exactly how he signed his autograph. What a build-up, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. Lives to think the highest brow, which I must say is he, should pick the lowest brow, which there's no doubt is me. What a step up, holy cow, they'd never believe it. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. Hey girls, look, it's me, Charity.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Good morning. What'll it be? I'm Robin. I'll be serving you this morning. Thanks for waiting. I'll be right with you. What'll it be? This morning, what'll it be? Another morning, another 7 blocks to work, another Friday, another winter, another me. And everybody says you've got your head screwed on all right. Everybody says, hey girl, you come and dance in tonight. And you smile that smile, and they don't see that you're waiting for something. What'll it be? What's happening? What'll it be? Are you happy? Are you coming with?
you see? Is there something around the corner in the distance? If you're changing, what'll it be that makes the difference? Will you notice? Will you feel it? What'll it be? Everybody comes to you with all their dreams and blues. Everybody says, hey girl, I wanna be in your shoes. You've got it all figured out, but they don't see that you stand wide awake in the window at night, and you stare down the street in the flickering light through the wide-eyed reflection of the girl that you might still be. At a city you can't quite see, saying, Robin, what'll it be?
Strangers carry a cake across New York, and what'll it be? That's a good show, isn't it?
It's a lovely show.
I didn't see it. I love the music from it, but I didn't see it.
There's only two people in it, as far as I remember.
Yep, just the two of them. Very endearing storyline, yeah. Beautifully done. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Julia Roofy and Alistair Woodgate. And now we're creeping up towards our tour at 22. But first of all, we're going to play a song which seems to divide the room somewhat. I say room, I should say studio, but it's a room, really. What I Did for Love.
Mm. Yeah.
The song, I don't think, divides. I think it's the musical itself. Yeah. I think if you're in it, it's great musical. It's very much a sort of performer's musical. I just find it a bit self-indulgent.
Oh, okay.
And as a viewer, as an audience member, I'm kind of, after a while, I'm really not that bothered about what happens to them all.
So
is that terrible?
Not really, no.
So it's a show for being in that you'd enjoy?
It's a great show to be in. Hard, hard, hard work show to be in. I've been in it. I've played Sheila, but it's hard work to be in. Fun.
Yeah.
But, I think I slightly agree with you, Al, actually.
Just a bit self-indulgent.
Mm. Okay. Sheila, what was that part then you played?
She's the older one who, with the sort of the more mature dialogue, shall we say.
Oh,
she
I
does
see.
At the ballet and then doesn't get into the show, which means that I get more time to change for the finale, which is the most thing I remember about it, really. I did actually see it in the summer at Sadler's Wells.
You reviewed it, didn't you?
I reviewed it, yeah, and they kind of cocked it up, really.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So it wasn't that good then?
Well, you know, they didn't actually perform the one routine.
Oh, I see.
The whole show is about everybody dancing together, and they didn't then, in the finale, actually perform the routine, which I found a bit silly, plus a few other things I wasn't happy about.
Well, there we are. Well, should we play this song then?
Well, why not? It's a lovely song.
If today were the day you had to stop dancing, how would you feel?
Kiss today goodbye, the sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same too. Can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we forget what I did for love, what I did for love. Gone, love is never gone as we travel on. kiss today goodbye.
Paint and stage lights, where musicals matter.
So, if you ever want something, then you'll call, and I'll come. And I'll be at your door when there's nothing worth running for. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point in trying to change it. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point in trying to stop it. You see, you're just like everyone. When the shit falls, all you wanna do is run away and hide all by yourself on this forefront. And there's nothing. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point in trying to change it. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point in even talking. When your mind's made up.
grease paint and stage lights.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who's in me today. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing. Feel like running and dancing for joy. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy.
Have you met my good friend Maria, the craziest girl on the block? You'll know her the minute you see her. She's the one who is in an advanced state of shock. She thinks she's in love, she thinks she's insane.
La la la.
She isn't in love, she's merely insane.
It must be the heat,
or some rare disease.
La la la.
Or too much to eat,
or maybe it's fleas.
Keep away from her, San Porcino. This is not the Maria we know. Modest and pure, polite and refined.
La la la.
Well-bred and mature, and out of her mind.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the city should give me its key. A committee should be organized to honor me.
La 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 la.
I feel dizzy, I feel sunny, I feel fizzy and funny and fine. And so pretty, Miss America can just resign.
La 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 la.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
Who can that attractive girl be?
Which?
What?
Where?
Who? Such a pretty face, who? Such a pretty dress, who? Such a pretty smile, who?
Such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me. Such a pretty me.
I feel stunning.
I feel stunning.
And then prancing.
And then prancing.
Feel like running.
Feel like
and dancing.
And
joy.
For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy.
From West Side Story, of course, I Feel Pretty. And before that, from the wonderful show Once, When My Mind's Made Up.
I've got to ask you a question with your producer's hat on, because we're creeping up to, everyone's thought about Jamie.
Yes, only a few days to go.
Yeah, performance week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So tell me, how's it coming along now? Is it all ready to go? Are you just sort of adding those little bits together?
Performance-wise, the cast, they're brilliant. They're totally on top of it. That's great. Set building wise, I'm a little bit behindhand, so I've got a few very busy days coming up while I try and put it all together, but we'll get there.
Do you ever get panicky that you won't get it done? Do you ever sleepless nights? Because your company does all their own props and their own sets, don't they?
Yeah. Every show. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you just talk about moving into your workshop.
I'd probably be better off if I did move in there for a few weeks, but in the run-up to a show, yes. But, keeps it out of mischief, doesn't it?
That's
heading
true.
Down there and set your, building and all that. And
keeps your brain cells going, doesn't
yes.
it?
What I like about it is that it means that every show, in terms of its look, is very distinctive to us because it's not what you might have seen elsewhere around about. Partly driven by the fact that the limitations of the theatre mean that a lot of the sets that you can hire are just too big because they assume you've got enormous scenery docks and you've got fly towers and goodness knows what else, which we don't have. But that makes us more creative, I think.
Very good. Cool. Well done. So that's everyone's talking about Jamie. You can find out how to go and see that show. We'll do that for you. We'll put it on our website to have a nose. Creeping up to our tour at 22. Taking us there is Out There from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
The world is cruel, the world is wicked. It's I alone whom you can trust in this whole city. I am your only friend. I who keep you, feed you, teach you, dress you. I will look upon you without fear. How can I protect you, boy, unless you always stay in here, away in here? Remember what I taught you, Quasimodo. You are deformed.
I am deformed.
And you are ugly.
And I am ugly.
And these are crimes for which the world shows little pity.
You do not comprehend. You're my defender.
Out there, they'll revile you as a monster.
I am monster.
Out there, they will hate and scorn and jeer.
Only monster.
Why invite their curses and their consternation? Stay in here. Be faithful to me.
Grateful to me.
Do as I say. Obey and stay. Remember, Quasimodo, this is your sanctuary.
My sanctuary. Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorize their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. And out there, living in the sun, give me one day out there. All I ask is one to hold forever. Out there, where they all live unaware. What I give, what I dare, just to live. Among the millers and the weavers and their wives, through the roofs and gables, I can see them. Every day they shout and scold and go about their lives, heedless of the gift it is to be them. If I were in their skin, I'd treasure every instant out there, strolling by the Seine. A morning out there, like ordinary men who freely walk about there. Just one day, and then I swear I'll be content with my share. Won't resent, won't despair, old and bent, I won't.
Qualifies a big end, Julia.
I think that's definitely a big end. I love it.
I taught him everything he knows for that one. It's all in there. Time for our tour at 22 now. Two songs we spoke about Dogfight a little bit earlier on, but let's hear those two songs. Shall we tell them now?
Yeah, why not? We're going to hear Come From a Party, but first off, hey, good looking.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. You're so out of sight.
sight, I just had to stop and say hello.
Hey, good looking, what you doing tonight? Don't do for me, do for your country.
Hey, good looking, how's about a date? Donde está la biblioteca?
Hey, good looking, pick you up around 8.
Well, where are you off to?
No. Your husband?
I don't have a husband.
So where's your fiancé?
I'm not engaged.
Boyfriend?
No.
Wait a minute. A pretty thing like you? No husband? No fiancé? No boyfriend? Well, if you ain't Olympian, my name's Eddie Birdlace. Hey! Hey, where you going?
Hey, good looking. I'm brand new in town.
So there I am at lunch with Harry Como.
Hey, good looking. Don't go turning me down.
And now the cancer's spreading to my liver.
Hey, good looking, we could have some fun. Hey, good looking, took my breath away. Hey, good looking, you could be the one.
You could make my day.
Hey, 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 good looking, what's a guy to do?
What's a guy to do?
Say, 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 good looking, search the whole world through. I've been looking for.
I can't believe it. It's a miracle. I prayed for you, and here you are. You're everything I want in a girl.
And more.
Holy.
Hey, good looking, got me on my knees. Hey, good looking, got me begging to please.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Well, I better shove off soon. Gotta get to a party. Say, maybe you'd like to go with me.
A party? Oh, well, I,
If you don't want to go, just say so.
Well, it's just, I mean, I just met you.
Well, you know my birthday now. Showed you my middle name. See, I'm an open book. Have a look. This ain't no pickup game. I heard your pretty voice. Then we saw eye to eye on all that music stuff, not on fluff. We didn't have to try. Now isn't that rare? That kind of connection. So why not come to a party with me? Why not come to this party? A five-piece band, I'll take your hand, Rose, and twirl you around. Buy you a drink, don't stop to think, say yes. Come to a party with me. Just say yes.
I don't know, Eddie.
My old man's always saying you can't steal second base with your foot on first. Sometimes you gotta gamble, Rose. You can bet on me. Born in Buffalo to humble Christian folks. My old man raised me right, real polite. No telling dirty jokes. A Wally Cleaver type. Ate every Brussels sprout. My mama's pride and joy, golden boy. Your average Eagle Scout. Now look in these eyes. They ain't gonna hurt you. So why not come to a party with me? Come on, it's just a party, a great excuse to cut it loose. Rose and do what you feel. Hey, just for a night, no holding tight, let go. Let's go. Come to a party with me. Gonna be a real nice time. Come on, what do you say?
If I go, well, you know, Ma would be here on her own. She would die. I could lie. I couldn't lie to my. If I go, she would know. Look, I'm not ready. We're closing. And Eddie, I've still gotta work. Come on, don't be a jerk. Give it back, Eddie. Stop. Look, I still gotta mop. Plus, I don't really drink. See, I really don't think I can
come. Come to this party with me. Look, you can't miss this party.
I can't just get up.
You'll meet
and
my
go.
Friends. When it ends, Rose, I'll race you right
Mama
home.
Needs me around.
Oh, I cap the night. We'll go
I'd
grab
like to,
a bite of table for
Eddie,
two. Just
come
me
on.
And you. Candles and wine,
please.
Hands intertwine.
Rose, closing time now. Better run along.
You'll miss out on one hell of a time. Should be one rousing party. Well, I'm glad we met. I gotta get Rose, but gosh, you seem swell. Still, it's a shame. I thought if you came, who knows? Maybe we coulda. Have a good night now.
Eddie, wait! I'm going with you, okay? Just let me run upstairs and change.
Okay.
Okay.
What a gem. What a pick in a pinch. What a girl for this party. You'll waltz her in. You're set to win. Once you twirl her around, she'll be a smash. Score you some cash. Off to a party with you.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So if you'd like to suggest a 2 at 22, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Two songs from one show, and if you've got a story behind it, even better. Mrs. R, can you remind us of the lyrical challenge, please?
Yes, I can indeed. Suntans and Sunday brunches, sprinklers sprinkling away. Careers are hyped before the scripts are typed. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
Yes. Have a nice day is a bit of a clue, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, I think it is, probably.
Yeah. musicals@btinternet.com if you know the answer, please. And the answer to question one, who are the notorious women, I think it should be, not woman, who tried to murder President Ford? Any thoughts?
I think you're going to have to tell us.
Yeah,
okay,
so.
It was Lynette Squeaky Fromm and Sarah Jane Moore.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Fromm might be Fromme. Because it's got two M's and an E.
From.
Since I made a right old muck up of Hadestown characters last week. Yes, which you never left. You never let me forget that, did you? For 6 days I had to put up with that. Anyway, that was our 2 at 22. And we're creeping up now to the answer to the lyrical challenge. That's coming next.
One of those kids who always knew what I wanted. They took me down to the airport to see all the planes depart, and watching them fly, something inside of me was starting. I was 8 when I told them that I'd be a pilot, but I was too young and too short, and there were no female captains. And my dad said, be patient, he said, just see what happens. But I took my first lesson, came down from the sky, and told my father I'd fly for the rest of my life. And I got my first job, flying for a mortician in a tiny bonanza, just a corpse and me. $5 an hour for flying dead bodies. I had to climb over their faces just to get to my seat. Then suddenly the wheels lift off, the ground is falling back. Suddenly I'm
be in the cockpit. Hey, lady, hey, baby, hey, why don't you grab us a drink? And the flight attendants weren't my friends back then. And they said, are you better than us? Female American captain in history. Suddenly I'm in the cockpit. Suddenly I've got my wings. Suddenly all of those pilots protest at me. Well, they can get their own drinks.
Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Whenever we hear that a second time around, it means we're coming up to the end of the program here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. If you've got any suggestions for the program, any ideas, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. I have to describe, if we had a webcam in this studio, you would see what is going on. Because Alistair, we have biscuits and tea, you see. And Alistair's got a bit of a cough, so he's now decided to munch through a chocolate biscuit, but trying to resist the coughing. So his head is turned to the wall. It's an embarrassing picture, and I hope he feels quite embarrassed about it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mark.
Yeah, there we are. Yeah.
All is fine.
Crumbs all over the place. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the programme. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's lyrical challenge, please.
It's cat teeth and Caesar salad from Tell Me on a Sunday.
Cap teeth and Caesar salad, good old Beverly Hills. With every deal that's done, an award is won. You can rent a car or rent a star. The scripts are typed. I'll call you back and have a nice day. Cap teeth and Caesar salad, spotless Beverly Hills. If someone takes a walk, all the neighbors talk. Every man and beast came from out east. Egos and valet barking, newsmen gossip away. If you don't mean a thing, you find your phone won't ring. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
Wood's office? No, I'm afraid he's at a screening. If you would like to leave word, we'll get right back to you. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in grease paint and stage lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.